find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Talk Radio.
Second hour, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Report. We're back for hour two, and I'll tell you what, let's go straight to the phones here. Joe in Arkansas. Hello, Joe.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about the illegal immigration situation. That's, of course, whenever Americans make any move to restrict the borders, of course, Vincente Fox, you know, comes on and criticizes it. And
well, we're,
people think that,
yeah,
and people think that, oh, Vincente Fox cares so much about his people, and you know he's trying to you know, and the evil Americans are being so heartless and cruel and not letting Mexicans come here for a better life and something like that.
Oh, but you forgot the good buzzword, that we're racist.
Oh, okay, racist. Yeah, yeah, that's an excellent one. Yeah, that really gets people guilty. Yeah, and but the thing is that if there's anybody that's in a position to make life better in Mexico, so the Mexicans don't feel like they have to come up here to make life better, it's Vincente Fox. So, you know, the main answer that I think that we should have to him is, why doesn't he do something, you know, so the Mexicans can have a good life in Mexico and not feel like they have to come up here?
Well, that's an outstanding point. If it's so great there, if it's Disneyland, why do they want to leave?
And it seems like Mexico has every potential to be an absolutely wonderful place to live. I mean, it's a big country, lots of resources. You know, wonderful climate, lots of very intelligent, hardworking people, I think.
Good, by and large, good people.
Yeah, yeah. But, so why is it so miserable and why is it so poor there? It must be because of people like Vincente Fox being in charge of things.
Well, I mean, you're talking about this current regime, but there have been many regimes in the past. And any ship of state will sink when you have corruption on the poop deck, and you just let it fester and continue. That's been Mexico's legacy for how many years? If Vicente Fox was a good man, he would not be allowing to happen what is happening to these people down there. They're subject to all kinds of criminal activity, all kinds of cabals down there. I mean, the police in Mexico City, I mean, if you don't have the money and you're a drug dealer, well, guess what? You got to move your trade up here to the U.S.
Yeah, sounds like you got it nailed, John.
You know, I mean, so I'm not, you know, the Mexican people, they're wonderful people. Just as a lot of people on the face of this planet are wonderful people, but if your situation determines that the people in your country can't earn a living wage, and what the inducement and inducement, and I understand this, what the inducement is for them to come to America, they have better opportunity. I'm not going to argue that at all. Because even 20 of these guys living in a house making minimum wage is a better life than far, far better. That's upper middle class here, you know, here in this country. Down there in Mexico, earning what, 50 cents an hour? I mean, to them, this is nirvana up here. And I can't blame them for seeking it out. It's the way they're doing it. We can't absorb this.
I know, yeah.
It's going to destroy, and they're not coming here to be a part of us. They're coming here to be a part of themselves and to exclude us.
And to send their money back there.
There you go. Hang on a second. We've got to take this break. I'll bring you back on the other side, and then we'll get into Bush's stuff. Bush stuff. Bush Light. Well, no. He's a heavyweight on the destruction of the Constitution. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Joe in Arkansas, go ahead and finish your thoughts there, sir.
Okay, well, another thing I was thinking of was that it seemed like every country around the world wants the benefits of what used to be the American system without recreating in their country the system that made it possible. It's like every country wants the wealth that America built up that we still have a remnant of, the technological development, you know, which is, you know, America is pretty much responsible for all the technological development that led to the 20th and 21st centuries.
Yeah, at one time we produced and manufactured most of what the world enjoys today. That is true.
Right, and it seemed like every country, the leaders of every country have wanted a piece of that, but without recreating the system that made it possible. You know,
exactly.
I think what the system that made it possible in America was freedom, limited government, private property rights, and free enterprise system, free enterprise economic system. And but it seemed like they want the benefits of that system without actually instating that system in their country.
They want a free ride.
Good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah.
And they want their own power.
I don't know why they don't exercise it in their... I'll tell you one thing. It's a little fantasy of mine. Mexico needs its own revolution down there. The people of Mexico have got to take their country back as we have to take it back here. I'd be willing, and I'm sure many Americans would pony up for this one. Let's send them back with a couple of box lunches and make sure they have enough clothing and transportation to get them there. But we'll arm them. We'll give them guns. We'll give them ammo and tell them to have at it and take the damn country back.
Hey, you know, that idea was also suggested some years ago by an environmentalist named Edward Abbey. He said the way to solve the illegal immigration problem was give them all a rifle and 1,000 rounds and send them home.
There you go. I mean, could you imagine an onslaught from an army of 40 million people on Mexico? Well, who do you think would win? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for your call, Joe.
Sure thing.
I appreciate it. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John. It's Mark. Yeah, I was watching. My voice is a little messed up. I've been sick, but I was watching ACTV today, and they had a fiesta of the Guadalupana here in Austin. APD was escorting them, and they had a bunch of Indian-looking people in front of the church. I don't remember what it was. But one of the guys had a skull on his face and had a white baby, blonde-haired, white, like a doll with a string around the neck, carrying it upside down, dancing around. I don't know what...
hanging a baby in effigy or something? I don't know what that's about. Yeah.
Yeah, right here in Austin, you know. I know I've seen the church before downtown, but I can't name it. But it was on ACTV today at about from 12 to 1. It was called the Fiesta of the Guadalupana or something like that.
Yeah, that's really great. I still want to know these bumper stickers you see running around Austin. The invasion. What is
invasion.
That?
Invasion.
La Invasora or whatever that is.
Invasora.
Yeah, La Invasora, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they said a lot of stuff on the TV in Spanish, so, I mean, you know, without knowing Spanish, you don't know what they're saying.
They're hanging
a baby upside down with blonde hair.
Great. Yeah, I wonder how... You know, and I'll tell you something. If a white person did that of a darker-skinned, dark-haired baby... And made no bones about it being Mexican. Now, you know what the outset of that one would be. I mean it would just be, you know, oh, you're racist, you know. But
hate
no.
Crime right there, yeah.
Yeah, hang a white baby.
I wonder how I could get a hold of that tape. I'd like to show that to some family members.
You know what? I don't know anybody that's left in ACTV. Probably Alex Jones or who's the other guy that's down there, Mr. Producer? The guy that has the hardware store.
AC?
Bob Dacey.
Bob Dacey?
Yeah, you might be able to get a hold of Bob Dacey, and because most of that stuff there is available to the people that have shows down there. I'm sure he could lay his hands on a copy of it.
Because, I mean, right after they did that dance in the street, they went straight into the church and were praying to Jesus and the Guadalupe. I think Virgin Mary is what it is.
Great.
But it looked like a Catholic-style gathering, so, I mean, it was like... These guys, they hang a white baby, and then they go in and pray to Jesus, you know?
You know, that would almost justify firing up the neo-Nazi groups again in this country, don't you think?
Right.
Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, call Bob Dacey and see, call the hardware store over there. It's off of 183, Spicewood Springs, matter of fact. Yeah, see if we can get a hold of Bob, and he might be able to locate that. I'd be interested in seeing that. I don't know how much of it I could understand, though, because... I know speak Spanish, you know. John in Texas City. Hello, John.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Hope this cell phone's not breaking up. Problem of it is you turn them 40 million across the border with that 40 million guns and 1,000 rounds of ammo. They're going to come right back across here and overthrow us is the problem with that.
Well, I don't know. Do we have 40 million gun owners here in this country? I think we do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyways, what I wanted to call about is your one of your callers, I think it was Joe, had mentioned about people coming across this border and stuff. You know, the majority of the people coming across the border are the poor indigent folk.
Right.
They're the poorest of the poor is who we're getting. We're getting the criminals, the low life scumbags is you know the well,
like I said, it's the drug dealers down there that can't afford to pay the graft to the cops for the protection, so they come up here in L.A. or someplace in California or another American city where they know they're not going to get in any trouble, and they come up there and ply their trade up here.
Exactly, but now I have not heard anybody touch on this thing. This is my philosophy on this whole deal. They are letting them migrate out of that country, the affluent. The well-to-do. Now, if you, I've never been down there. My brother-in-law is Mexican. Good guy. You know, I don't have a problem with Mexicans as long as they treat me right, they speak English, and they're here legally.
Yeah, I don't either.
Everyone around here. I mean, I constantly fight them. I fight Lowe's Home Improvement. I I fight them constantly about the everything in Spanish. I fight Home Depot. Matter of fact, I'm expecting a call from Lowe's, and I hope it don't break in before I get done here. But what's happening is these people are coming here, sending back their money back to Mexico, and these people are living high off the hog down there. They're actually making money off these poor people, and they're just too stupid to know it. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand. It's a situation, and it has to be dealt with, and it has to be dealt with immediately. This should have happened 10 years ago. No. But the problem I'm seeing here is how they're going to deal with the situation. Because, as I said, dumping 30 or 35, 37 million illegals back across the border into Mexico, do you think President Vicente Fox or whoever the next criminal gets in the presidency down there, do you think this guy is going to be of any help?
No,
you're right. And no country prevents people from getting out of their own country. They don't erect fences and walls to keep their fellow countrymen in. If they want to go, they go.
Well, like somebody was talking, I guess it was on your show yesterday or somebody, but they're, you know, what does he do down to people down there coming in from Central America across? You know, they kill them.
Yeah.
You know, but that's, you know, I'll get off that situation because it makes, but they're not good. They're not going to deal with a situation. They're going to bring in this American Union, which is what's been their global plan all along.
Well, that was the forefront of this, the invasion to have this country look more like Mexico than Mexico itself does. And this is just a trans-border, transnational, global union of sorts. So let's bring in the labor ahead of time.
Maybe Ambrof and DeLay are funding Mecha and Zeltan, however you pronounce it.
I don't know, but check with our State Department because they've done every underhanded thing for, you can imagine, for a number of years going back into the 50s.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
I mean,
yeah. One other note. I didn't want to change the subject, so I'm going to get off here after I mention this. I don't know if you – I just come across this little tidbit on the Internet that got slipped in. Do you know they passed a law, Bush signed into law just here a few days ago, annoying someone via the Internet is now a federal crime. They sneaked legislation in.
Annoying people via the Internet, and what would that mean? Does that mean
there's a whole article. If you post anonymously, if someone is annoyed, you can be charged with a federal crime. No, John, it's serious.
I know. I'm not doubting. No, I'm laughing because every single day it's a new onslaught. More control. Politically correct. More government federal intervention.
Right.
This should not be.
I know it. If anyone wants, now you want? I've got this. I just posted this on my website here just a little bit ago. Is it okay if I give them the address?
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's government-propaganda.com. The critical thing is the dash in between the government and propaganda.
Okay.
Government-propaganda.com, and right at the top there, you'll see it's about the annoying emails is now a federal crime, and this is what we're up against. And if people don't start taking heat to it and start doing something about it, we are gone. We are gone past go anyways.
All right. I'll tell you what. My producer is looking for that story right now. We'll take a look at it. I got some time on the show today. I'll cover
it. Right. And I've got the link to it where it originally come from, too.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate
it.
Bill in Austin. Hello, Bill.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I just want to say, I think maybe you're looking at this in the wrong way.
How's that?
Well, you're always talking about our $70 trillion in debt, right?
Yeah.
Well, when somebody wants to come in and share the wealth, as it were, I'd be more than happy to let
share
them pay
the debt.
Share their, you know, that portion of the $70 trillion that, hey, they want to be a majority, let them come on in. They've only got $70 trillion to pay off. I suggest they start working really hard.
So they can buy their citizenship? Is that what you're saying? Have you crunched the numbers on this? Now, what would say? Let's.
There's not enough people in Central and North America to pay the debt off, is what it amounts to.
Yeah.
Nor is there enough time to ever pay it off.
Yeah.
It's a losing game, and I think if anybody ever says that, well, first that person's going to get lynched, and then the country's going to collapse.
Oh, hold on one second. We've got to take a break. Hold on, Bill.
Sure.
We'll get to Dalton also in Tennessee, and I'm going to try to get to the Bush domestic spying. He says it's essential. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Brigham Home magnetic ribbons or our new Brigham Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or brighamhome.org.
We are back. Go ahead, Bill in Austin. I know you had a couple of points you want to make.
Saying that, you know, would you buy a company that had no debt or no liabilities and was making money off of its operation, or would you buy a company ridden with debt and liabilities and couldn't get their act together operationally? It's amazing to me that we still have people coming into this country the way they are. I mean, nobody's woken up and smelled the coffee just yet, that the money's no good. And I don't know what they're sending back to Mexico, but it's obviously better than their fiat currency. You know, we send our fiat currency to their country, and somebody's making money twice there. The U.S. or the banksters in our country and the banksters in Mexico are making money twice. Of course, they're all the same banksters, right?
Right. But imagine this. This is something, Bill, that nobody's talking about. We've got street gangs. We've got these criminals running around for protection. I've seen enough on street gang shows to last me till the cows come home. But imagine we have an economic collapse in this country. The people back in the 60s that were rioting in the streets because they had no economic viability, their voice wasn't being heard, actions weren't taken. The list goes on. Imagine now. Here's the new class, the underclass here in this country. The economy collapses. What do you think these people with the criminal mentality are going to do?
I think it goes even deeper than that. It's really sad in this country. I don't think we have the same mentality that we had in this country when my grandparents lived through the Depression.
You know, that's right.
I sum it up in one expression. There was an expression called, "Brother, can you spare a dime?"
Yeah.
Well, we don't have that mentality. It's, "Brother, can I knock you in the head for a dime?"
Yeah. And all the while, they've been telling us we've got to get rid of our guns. We don't have the right of self-protection of ourselves or our property.
As far as I'm concerned, I do.
Well,
up until they put me in jail and I get three hots in a cot. The only thing people tell you, there's only two things you have to do in life, and that's pay taxes and die.
No.
I tell them, no, you're wrong on that. There's only one thing I have to do. I have to die. It's appointed to me, to man, but to once, you know, live and then die.
Right.
But as far as going to jail, what does it matter? In jail, out of jail, we're all in a large prison now, aren't we?
Well, you have the trappings of being a free man, but that's all a Hollywood set. And by the way, you might want to consider what gang you're going to have to join when you go to prison. All right. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Dalton in Tennessee. Dalton, you're up.
Hey.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I missed you last week. When your phone lines kept dropping on you?
Yeah, that happened a couple of times last week.
Right.
Yeah.
And people were joking about, you know, it's, well, they're trying to shut you down and all that. But I'm here to tell you from the telecommunication industry that you should never attribute to malice that which can be easily explained through stupidity. These phone companies are being looted and gutted from within, from upper management. They'll do anything to make the stock blip upwards temporarily so they can exercise their stock options.
Right, right.
And, you know, the whole infrastructure is just, it's practically a hollow shell anymore, a lot of the stuff, compared to the way they used to do things. But as far as the immigration thing, a few years ago, I was stationed overseas in the military. And we had defense contractors up where I was at. And, none of those guys pay any income tax. They're overseas like that. You get out of the income tax thing. And it's a reciprocity thing. You know what I'm saying? These folks over here, like all the ones that get into the convenience stores and whatnot, they don't pay any income tax either. You follow me?
I understand.
I don't have anything against them. You know, I appreciate the fact that they came over legally. But how much of a drain is all that on the system?
Well, when you're dealing with a country that's dumping its manufacturing and good-paying jobs, the only thing that's left is service industry jobs. When you have a labor pool out there that is willing to take anything that is being offered to them, that drives the standard or the living wage down. If you've got an endless supply of labor, whether they get sick, die, they don't have hospitalization, I don't care what the reasons are. You just plug in a new part when the old one dies.
Right. And the other thing is, too, you were talking about, can you imagine, you know, what's going to be like when the whole thing falls in? I know that there weren't as many even during the last Depression as there were prior to the Civil War, but you had an awful lot of subsistence farmers still in the United States at that time. And with the deck stacked against them and a family farm saying bye-bye, and all you've got is, you know, pretty much is corporate agribiz anymore, there's a whole segment there that eked it out. It's not going to be able to this time around either.
No, well, and I've reminded people, what's the difference between 1929 and today? In 1929, we did not have this massive, and I mean massive, people don't even know how much debt we're in. We had a politer society. We had people that would stand in government cheese lines and soup kitchen lines. They weren't out robbing and raping. They would go out, sell apples or pencils, or they would try to do everything and anything that they could to survive. But this time around, we're not going to have a bunch of polite people that are enraged. They're going to be looting, burning, murdering, killing. And all the while, the government wants to limit our access to firearms.
Sure.
I want to limit myself to access to the government, to me. We'll break. We'll come back. Thanks for your call, Dalton. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're up next.
Okay, let me give you three questions from her here.
Okay.
Can you define illegal alien? And if you cannot define illegal alien...
I know where you're going with this. You called in before to made your point on this.
Why is this not a refugee camp?
Yeah.
And if it's not a... If it is a refugee camp, then how can a refugee camp confer citizenship?
A lot of dead air here. Are you going to continue?
Oh, well, what are the Palestinians in the UN refugee camps a citizen of? What citizenship do they have?
I don't know that they have a citizenship status.
Well, I think we're all in the same boat.
Pretty much. This is not unique to the United States either. This is what a lot of people don't understand. People in the highest seats of government have been inducing this problem. This is all going to be one fine, multicultural, accepting, tolerant, worldwide society.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't going to work. It is going to destruct.
I think that's deliberate.
Yeah, well, absolutely it's deliberate. Do you think for one minute that these politicians in Washington, D.C. were not aware of this problem for years? It wasn't until people, common citizens, got together, whether it be through Ranch Rescue or any of the later people coming on board, the Minutemen, whatever, Do you think that any of these politicians in Washington, D.C. would have been uttering any words whatsoever in support of closing down the border if they didn't see citizens out there saying, look, you're not doing the job. We're going to do it ourselves. I mean, they know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, it
was pre-planned. You don't, you know, I look at this, you know, where you listen to Bush, we're fighting a war on terrorism. Really? Well, what, the definition of terrorism is what? I look at George Bush. Harry Belafonte, by the way, I don't have the story in front of me, but he was down in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, and I guess he was doing a radio program with him. And he declared Bush to be a terrorist. And I do believe the man is. Now, this is coming from it's not necessarily, he was an elected president down there. He's not a dictator. The basis of the country is socialism, but I don't see where that really differs from the United States. We kind of got the strange mix of socialism, communism, and whatever else. But, I look at this, and I think, my God, yeah, they've been aware of this. Yeah, we're going to fight a 100-year war on terrorism when you can't even shut the southern border. You don't have the inclination to shut the southern border. That's why it's not being shut. We can wage war on other countries around the world, but we can't keep our southern border secure. Yes, it is planned. You're absolutely correct. Anything else?
Can you think of one white country that is welcoming white immigrants?
Nothing comes to mind. And what is a white country anymore?
Finland?
Maybe. Maybe Switzerland? Maybe. But you look at England, they're not white anymore.
No.
And this is all this. You know, look, I love diversity. You know, that might shock a lot of people out there. I am the first one that just absolutely applauds diversity. As long as you're diverse from me and from my culture and my country. I don't want to adopt your country or your cultures or your poverty or your crime or your anything else. I don't want to adopt your language. I don't want to adopt anything.
Okay, name a country in Africa or Asia that welcomes poor white men who are just looking for a job.
Non-existent. You've made your point, sir, and I appreciate your call. He's right. He is absolutely right. And how are we going to deal with the situation? This is what I'm not hearing coming, especially out of the Patriot community. Here we are, folks. We've been demonstrating and talking about the problem. But what the heck's the solution? That's what I hear nobody talking about. What are you going to do with 40 million illegals? What are you going to do with them? That's the question. What do you do with 40 million illegals? Dump them back across the border? Get them bus fare? Get them some certificates for Happy Meals as they're going back? What do you do? Well, first off, the solution is not leaving them here. So once we've established that we can't leave them here, then it follows, where are we going to put them? What are we going to do with them? Do we let this invasion continue? I don't know by what year it's been touted in California. I've heard 2015, 2020, the year 2020. We're not talking about too many years in the future, folks. You and I are going to see that. That over half the population is going to be Mexican in California. Why? Why? We'd march halfway across the world to supposedly, since they morphed their story I don't know how many times, to supposedly go over there and to set people free, to give them democracy. While here at home, we're drowning in debt, we're drowning in illegals. There is no solutions, only repeated problems out of said illegal invasion. I haven't heard anybody talk about any solutions. I don't, you know what? You know why they're not talking about it? Because nobody knows. Okay, we got the problem. We talk about the problem endlessly, but what's the solution? What do you do with 40 million illegals, folks? Take them up in military transport planes, put a chute on them and kick them out the door? What are you going to do with them? And if they think the resistance of Americans, that we're not welcoming these illegals into this country, if you think that's racist, wait till somebody starts coming up with solutions to rectify this problem. You think you were called a racist before? Hang on to your hats. Because any solution to remove these people from this country, oh boy. Is there any other epithets that they can throw at us? Is there anything else? Because we're resisting this, we're being called racist. Give me a break. I hold no animosity toward anybody and their origins. I don't care if they're Mexican. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're European. I don't care if they're English, German, Italian, whatever they are. I hold no animosity toward anybody that immigrated to this country. Not migrated illegally. Not kind of flowed from one part of the planet to this part over here. Well, let's go back to the phones. I'm a little late going into this segment. My apologies, Mr. Bennett. Look, you're sitting out there in the middle of the desert Southwest, and what I'm discussing today, you're fully aware of. The invasion is just not specific to Texas or Georgia or North Carolina. You got enough of it out there. At any rate, something very interesting has happened, has it not?
That it has. Am I with you?
You're with me.
Hey, well, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
You know, this has been a battle I've been deeply involved with for several years, John, this invasion. And I think part of the key element, you asked the question about why is no one calling it with solutions. I am certain that I will probably offend a few listeners here, but I won't get crass. But the fact of the matter is, far too many of the listeners of RBN and other networks they don't have answers because they are expecting those of us who are broadcasting to give them the answers.
I don't have one for more, 40 million.
It's not a simple answer. Number one, it's a difficult, complex question. And the answer is, it's complex, but it's also simple. And unfortunately, as you well know, I filled in for you several months ago and spent several days on this very issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always one that angers people, and as it should. We have a large segment of people from many, many nations and ethnicities around the world who have broken our law by breaking and entering into this country. And yet they seem to be getting rewarded for having done so.
Do you think you get the same red carpet treatment if you busted into Mexico?
Oh, no, you wouldn't get the same kind of red carpet treatment breaking into any other nation around the world.
That's right.
It's pretty sad, pretty sad. One other final comment relates to the comments that the gentleman raised earlier. Given the plight of Ariel Sharon that we've all been so made aware of over the last few days, I am convinced that at the moment of his passing, he is going to knock on the gates to hell, and the gatekeeper is going to be none other than Yasser Arafat, who is going to refuse Sharon the right to occupy space in hell. Therefore, he's going to be turned away.
If you can't go to hell, where can you go, huh?
That's right.
Send him to Mexico. There you go.
Limbo. That's it.
Yeah.
And that may be hell in its own brand. I don't know. If it wasn't, they wouldn't all be trying to come up here, I guess.
You know, as one caller pointed out, there's no reason why Mexico should be a living hell right now. They've got wonderful climate. I mean,
they got $20 billion a year being sent down there from their expatriates who've come up here illegally. This is the greatest export and import. How can you benefit from an export and an import when it's all the same thing?
Well, yeah. We've got people still sitting around. I mean, the Wally World people are still sitting there going, oh, yes, Walmart is a good thing, and it's the wave of the future, except we're using the Walmart people to dump cheap goods on American consumers that are no longer being produced here, being produced by the, oh, that's right, what the New World Order wants, just slave labor markets worldwide. Just
yeah, but the problem is they have forced us economically, John, into a situation where the American people no longer look at it as funding our demise, but in fact it is funding our demise because they are demanding cheaper goods, cheaper prices. The T-shirts get thinner, they don't last as long, and therefore you spend twice as much money buying more of them anyway.
Well, and as one point, I saw this on, I think it was the History Channel, I may be in error. No, it was on PBS, that the woman that's in charge of the big port out in California, the largest, one of the largest in the world, the interviewer asked, said, well, okay, we've got this huge trade imbalance, you know, what are we getting back here? You know, I mean, in other words, we're having the goods dumped here. What are we sending back? And she thought about it for a second. She said, well, we're sending scrap steel, he says, which comes back in the form of machinery or any manufactured product. What else do we get? Well, we get clothing, but we sell them the cotton. Okay, they manufactured here, dump it back on our shores. And the interviewer looked at the woman and said, well, you're talking about a nation supplying other countries, manufacturing. We've reached third world status.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of looked for a second, and she said, well, I suppose you could look at it that way.
Suppose you could look at it
yeah.
that way?
How well, hey, as long as you've got a job and you're in on the sellout, man, you know, you're not going to admit. How do you live your life without one big, fat, juicy justification? This is a justification for these people who are involved in this. I mean, that's what it is. How else could they sleep at night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Hey,
you're right.
Something has happened. I'm looking here, New York, January 9th, Reuters story. Benchmark gold futures scaled a 25-year peak above 550 an ounce on Monday, lifted by steady speculative and fund buying as the market recovered from a brief fall to lower levels earlier in the day. They say by 1:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, February delivery gold at the New York Mercantile Exchange, COMEX, division has climbed to 860 or 1.6% to $549.80 an ounce, just after hitting a session high at 550.20.
Absolutely, John, and I think that, you know, it's my goodness, we're in the into the second week of January. I don't know if you realize how quickly time has flown. You and I came aboard to take over the direction of Republic Trading Group the last 2 days of August of last year. And gold at that time was $425 an ounce. Today, and the figures you're reading will vary by a few pennies depending on whose website, what exchange you go to, but the official recognized close for the day was $549.30 on gold, silver at $926. Several things, and I've got to speed this up because I know we've got a break coming up.
No, we don't. We skip the break.
You're going to pass. I appreciate it because what I want to share with you and the audience is absolutely mind-blowing. I received about 2 hours ago a portion of a transcript of an interview that took place in Ireland this morning, and the question was asked, do you really think the end is nigh? The answer was, you can never know when important trends will turn around, but there is reason to worry that both the U.S. empire and the U.S. economy are peaking out. When the numbers are finally tallied, we think they'll show a decline in real incomes for Americans in 2005, coincident with a negative savings rate. He went on to say, we haven't seen anything like this since the Great Depression. In the Depression, it was obvious why people were drawing down their savings. They needed the money to eat. A quarter of the workforce back then was out of a job. He goes on to say, but why would the savings rate go negative in 2005 when the U.S. economy is said to be expanding and everyone is supposed to be getting rich? The answer is, at the middle and lower ends of the economic food chain, people are having a hard time making ends meet. The only way they can keep up with the Joneses is by borrowing. In 2005, about $200 billion was taken out of home price equities. But it looks as though these marginal borrowers are going to be squeezed from several directions in 2006. Interest rates are rising. Lenders are being forced to increase minimum payments and stiffen credit policies. Energy costs are twice what they were a year ago, and the hottest housing markets seem to be cooling off. that's the end of the transcript. I have to share this, John. In 2005, which ended 9 days ago, gold realized gains of 20%. Pretty impressive. Silver, nearly 40%. All I can ask our listeners is, where were you? Let me give you an example. An hour ago, I received an email from one of our regular listeners at RBN who stated this. I have a 401k with Fidelity. I'm 60 years old and retired. This 401 is invested 100% in managed income fund and makes 4.25% annually, the value currently at over $100,000. John, this means that at the end of 2005, if his value started out at only $100,000, at the end of 2005, it was worth $104,250. On the surface, that doesn't sound bad, but when you take out management fees, you take out inflation, oops, we're upside down. And yet, if we look at that information at hand, if he had put his $100,000 into gold a year ago, today the value of that account would exceed $120,000. Silver, over $140,000 would be the value of his account.
Well, what I'm looking at here, the one-year change in gold over the last year, it's up $130.20. That represents an increase of 31.12%.
Almost. Which is higher than what I've just quoted.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if I have to say, if what the experts are saying is true, and I'm reading financial input from all over the world, probably 6 to 8 hours a day, there's not a 20-minute time period that comes by that something new is not coming across my desk. And I know we talked about IRAs a couple of weeks ago, but just to give you a quick example, a $20,000 silver IRA today could be worth as much as $460,000 within the next few years, a potential gain of 2,300%. All international indicators estimate that we are in the earliest stages of a 5 to 7 year bull market in metals. Where are our listeners going to be positioned? What are they going to do?
Well, this isn't even
a matter of protection. This is providing us some tremendous gain opportunities over the next few years.
Well, you know, in the stock market, I mean, a lot of people understand this much about stock.
Mm-hmm.
You buy at its lowest point and you sell at its highest point. Now, that's a crapshoot because you never know where stocks are going to rise and fall.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it going to take for people to understand that a year ago gold was at 425?
Mm-hmm.
It's now at almost 550 ounce. And it's not coming back down. It may drop a few points. It may drop a few dollars. It might get back down to maybe say 520, 525. But don't count on it, folks. If you look at the charts and the graphs, it is starting to go through the roof. So
the
at what point
continues to go upward. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So at what point do you finally decide, okay, I better do this? Because we've instituted some interesting stuff here. People no longer have to do the crapshoot with the company they're working for in their individual retirement accounts or their retirement accounts, period. We now have the ability to take their money without penalty, mind you. A lot of people thought, well, if I cash in my 401k, I'm hit with 10%
right
off
the bat. No, because it's not a cash. It's a rollover or a transfer, depending on how it's facilitated, what kind of program they have now.
And what we have the ability to do is to roll them out of that individual retirement account without penalty,
mm-hmm.
and put them into and position them that they're going to have something of value before the company that they're working for steals their retirement.
John, everybody's aware of the announcement IBM made on Friday that basically they're bailing out of their pension fund and they're going to allow people some other options, but they're basically taking themselves off the hook. And I began to do some studies, and I realized that since 1985, now I realize that's 20 years ago, but stop and think about this, over 75% of the nation's pension funds have closed up. They've ended them. What is that doing to those people out there that were counting on the rest of that income for the rest of their life? Some of those pension funds have been driven, like Enron, down to nothing.
That's right.
And WorldCom and others. We've only got a couple minutes. I've been working on some projects on and off since late last week, and I really have got some things to recommend to get our listeners to start this new year off right. We've got a marvelous package that will include 10 gold pieces. 10 units of gold, and it's their choice, either 10 U.S. $5 gold pieces or 5 U.S. $10 gold pieces. It's their choice. They can mix and match so long as it winds up at being the 10 units. Also includes 100 ounces of silver, uncirculated silver pieces that, you know, you're getting the full 1 ounce round. And this package is available from Republic Trading Group tonight, $2,764. That is delivered. Now, I've done some shopping around some other companies around the country, and I'm finding the average price on this very package is $3,125 plus the shipping. So they call us at Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. They're going to save at least $383, probably closer to $400.
I was just going to say $400.
Yeah, by the time you're done calculating the shipping, you know, we're dealing with $5 U.S. Liberty-type gold coins, $10 U.S. Liberty-type gold coins, uncirculated, shiny, new. I'm not going to get into the whole bailiwick over the telephone, but I'm going to tell you, folks, it is the most outstanding, phenomenal buy I've come across in years, and I have to tell you, I almost owe our listeners an apology that I hadn't paid more attention to this a long time ago, because it's all legal, lawful tender, it's non-confiscable, it's non-reportable. What a great way to start the year. If they're looking to buy gold and silver, obviously we have similar packages available, larger or smaller dollar amounts. But I can only urge them to give us a call tonight on this specific package, 1-800-691-7898. Phones are liable to be busy. I'll call you back. Leave a message with a name and a phone number and how late I can call you back tonight.
Yeah, and callers, when you call that number, and if you don't get Jeff and he's on another line, don't be put off by the Federal Observer.
Yeah, well, don't, you know, that's, unfortunately, it's part of what else I do. But,
yeah.
You know, but do it. Just leave that name and number. If you just hang up, I can't guarantee when you and I will ever be able to touch bases. John, I'm on this phone from 7 o'clock in the morning Mountain Time, in many cases till 9, 10 at night. It's not easy for people to reach me. You know that. You've tried to reach me upon occasion.
Do you have an easy thing to do. Do you have an email?
I do have an email, and you know what? What is my email at Republic Trading? Is it jeff@rtg.com?
Danny, we'll get the webmaster in here.
They go to republictradinggroup.com. They can email me through there, and that's one of the ways they can reach me, and we'll go from there.
All right. Here's my webmaster. Just appeared out of nowhere. Of course,
Danny, what's my email?
I hit my cough button and I bellered down the hallway here. What's Jeff's email here?
It is jeff@rbnlive.com.
jeff@rbnlive.com.
Hey, that works. All right. jeff@rbnlive.com.
Thank you, Danny.
.com.
Yeah. And folks, please leave your phone number and Jeff will contact you back. Better way to do this is the best time for you to be contacted. If you want to email him, best time for contact, and he'll put it on his pad, and he'll get back to you as soon as humanly possible.
That's it. We're ready to move, and now we're going to do some good things for people.
All right. Well, Jeff.
Brother Jack's coming up. Hope folks stick around for him.
Yeah, and we've been trying to save people's hides here for more than a decade, folks.
We're going to try to save them, and now we're going to hopefully show them a way they can start saving.
Well,
they're going to need it for the future, Jack.
Boy, are they. Are they ever. They don't know what's really ready to come. They have a slight feeling things aren't right. Folks, we're offering an opportunity. Instead of you being broke and hungry out there, we're going to give you the luxury of surviving what's yet to come. We don't know
how
bad it's going to be, but we know it ain't going to be good. Jeffrey Bennett, thank you.
Talk to you later in a week. You guys take care.
All right, you too. 800-691-7898 or email them at jeff@rbnlive.com. Leave the best time for a callback. And that fine gentleman that really knows the gold and silver business, folks. And I trust him implicitly. Give him a call. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.